Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Jake Powell is becoming Carolina's Swiss Army Knife. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The Pittsburgh product started his second game at small forward against Virginia in a big lineup that had Jalen Withers at power forward and Van Allen Lubin and Jalen Washington sharing the paint. Powell covered the Cavaliers' smooth shooting Isaac McNeely, who missed 2 3-pointers during the Tar Heels' 21-2 run to begin the game, denying the ACC's best marksman from the arc any more shots until his team was behind by 19. McNeely eventually scored 13 points, 4 by free throws on 2 UNC technical fouls in the first half. With Powell still on him in the second half, McNeely scored only 4 more points, missing all 3 of his long ball attempts. "I'm pretty comfortable anywhere on the court," he told the Fayetteville Observer after the big win, when Powell played 32 minutes and Ian Jackson 17 after early foul trouble. "He is overshadowed by Jackson, his fellow freshman and more flamboyant scorer, whose non-shooting statistics are eerily similar to Powell in 16 ACC games. For example, they both average just over 3 rebounds, both have 18 assists. Jackson has 12 steals to Powell's 11 and slightly more playing time. Jackson has started 1 more game with 9 more turnovers, and the 2-inch taller Powell has 3 more blocks. Both have appeared on the NBA mock draft boards and could go after this season." Where they are not even is scoring. Jackson is averaging 14 points per game and Powell 7.4, reflecting their respective reputations as scorer and defender. Together, they can be a lethal combination on Carolina's crowded perimeter. "His athletic abilities," said Lubin, "just being a defensive stopper, and also his scoring ability is remarkable. For him to play his original position definitely gives him that confidence and a freedom to do what he does best." In a great matchup for him, Powell had 11 points on 6 shots, plus 2 rebounds and 2 assists while hounding McNeely for most of his minutes. Only fifth-year guard R.J. Davis had more time on the court, scoring 12 points. Powell had played mostly power forward in a small lineup so far, but the 6'9 Withers' recent emergence allows him to bang with players his own size while Powell can roam farther out with his speed and length. As Jackson has thrilled crowds with his dynamic dunks, Powell had the Heels' first slam against Virginia by gathering an offensive rebound and two-handing it down the cylinder for a 13-2 lead 5 minutes into the game, igniting the crowd. A legend at Pittsburgh Northwood, Powell did not reclassify as a junior after the Chargers finished runner-up in the state playoffs for the second time in 3 years. As a senior, he averaged 18 points on 57% shooting and 8 rebounds atop his gaudy stats. Destined to play in the NBA, Powell will have a tough decision on when to enter the draft. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.